This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Polis has announced the state will require long-term care facilities to develop isolation plans for residents showing symptoms of COVID-19 and submit those plans to the health department by May 1st. Polis also says he will deploy the Colorado National Guard to conduct testing at three of the state's largest nursing homes. Nearly 400 people have died from COVID-19, many at elder care facilities. Vice President Mike Pence will be in Colorado Springs tomorrow to provide the keynote address at graduation ceremonies for the U.S. Air Force Academy. Cadets are graduating 6 weeks early due to the coronavirus. Senior Ashley Nemo says she's been feeling a strange mix of emotions.
It's been a lot of excitement and feelings of bittersweet because we realize we're leaving our classmates a lot sooner than was to be expected. But we're excited that we're one of the few colleges in the nation to be getting an actual physical graduation, and we're ready to move on to the next chapter of our lives.
No visitors of any kind will be allowed to watch the Saturday morning graduation in person, but the ceremony will be streamed online. Gig workers and independent contractors who've lost work because of the COVID-19 pandemic will be able to file unemployment insurance claims starting Monday. Congress has greatly expanded the types of workers eligible for benefits during the pandemic. Monday is also when unemployed workers will start receiving an extra $600 a week, and those payments will be backdated to the week of March 27th. Colorado has around 100 people working on upgrading the state's unemployment processing system. You're listening to CPR News.